This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn, if you didn't see the pregame, Trump at 53% at Rasmussen, 7 points higher than Obama at the same time. Bibi Netanyahu wins. He's about to become the longest-serving prime minister in the history of Israel. Everyone said he couldn't do it. Just like Trump, he's popular. He wins. While they tell you he's unpopular and while they say he's under indictment or he's going to be indicted, he's done terrible things. Same story. The liberal media and their fake news. And the creeps who indict guys like this are all liberals placed in positions of power against Trump and Netanyahu. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of my national radio show on USA Radio, and they're also the sponsor of this television show. They're an all-American company. They're publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. Legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's literally nine times or so the size of Manhattan, New York, and it's a city of gold. How amazing is that? They're traded on two global stock exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, visit their website and check them out, FordhamResources.com. You want to get in on the ground floor? Then check out FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M Resources.com. We're taking calls in the show, no guests, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Get on the line right now and talk with War. Great day. Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, admits that there was spying. And Barr puts together a team to investigate the 2016 counterintelligence probe into the Trump campaign. Now, it's not a special counselor. I don't know why. It should be. But at least they are now investigating the spying. And trust me when I tell you, quote Wayne Root, it all goes back to Obama. He is at the center of everything rancid, wrong, evil, and criminal in the United States of America. Not just for the 8 years of his presidency, but in all the years since. And now going on 3 years of the Trump presidency. This is the evil presence in Washington, D.C., with his own kind of backup White House going on just miles from the White House. And he is a bad guy. Bad guy. Ex-FBI lawyer James Baker takes the stand in Congress today, refuses to answer when Congressman Mark Meadows asks him if multiple Trump associates were targeted with FISA warrants. Why do you refuse to answer? Because you know on the ground, you know it will incriminate you. Same reason Lois Lerner wouldn't answer. Other big news today. For me, the biggest news story of the day is Ilhan Omar. She spoke in front of the Muslim terrorist funding group CARE in Woodland Hills, California, about 10 days ago. And the video just surfaced of what she said. And when they brought up 9/11, she said, "Some people did something. And then everybody was prejudiced against our Muslim people, and that's why organizations like CARE had to come into play to defend the Muslim people. Some people did something." So let me refresh you, my congresswoman, who is the biggest aberration, mistake, disaster, evil person in the history of the United States House. Let me refresh you. Someone who is Hamas in the United States Congress. Horrible, horrible person, as un-American as you can ever get. And yes, I said it. You can quote me. Un-American, because it's un-American to hate Jews. It's un-American to hate Israel. And it's un-American to call 3,000 people dead at the hands of Muslim Israelis. Islamic terrorists. Somebody did something to them. Some people did something. Do you want to say that, Ilhan Omar, to the face of the children now grown up? It all happened in 2001. You want to say that to people who now, all these years later, 18 years later, instead of being 5 years old, they're 23 and they lost their dad and never had him again. They lost their mom and never had her again. You want to say that to their face, that some people did something? Really? You are the most evil, despicable, disgusting person in the history of United States politics. And at the same time that happens, Ocasio-Cortez says the dumbest thing in the history of U.S. politics. And I didn't think she could ever top herself. She says climate change is what's causing all those migrants to come to the border in the United States-Mexico border and all over the world where there's migration. It's because of climate change. You know, when you interview all the people coming from Central America and from Mexico, it's because they're living in abject poverty, because their countries are socialist, because there is no mobility or opportunity, because they're starving to death. In Venezuela, they're drinking sewage water and they're eating zoo animals. They're raiding cemeteries to steal the jewelry off the dead corpses in order to buy enough food to live for their family tonight. And you think they're coming here for global warming? You think they're afraid of climate change? They're coming because of violence and massive poverty and starvation and no opportunity to ever have a job or ever get ahead in life, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's got nothing to do with climate change. They don't even know what climate change is. Ask the people invading our border, and it is a foreign invasion. They don't know what climate change is. All right, Chris, we got to go to the Bill O'Reilly interview. So let's do it right now. Bill O'Reilly interviewed early today, not by me because I was on the run, but by John Cardillo of Newsmax TV.
So, you know both of these guys for a long time, Trump and Netanyahu. It seems like they have a genuine friendship, Bill. So this spells pretty good things for the American-Israel relationship, doesn't it?
Sure. They're both strong men. That's why Netanyahu won. In Israel, it's life and death. America, not quite that intense, although the southern border might argue with that. The Israeli people, with all Netanyahu's faults, look, this guy's going to protect us.
Yeah.
And he's not going to mess around with the people who want to kill us. And that's why he won.
All right, Bill, let's move over now and talk about something remarkable that AG Bill Barr said this morning to Congress. He says he thinks there was spying conducted on the Trump campaign in 2016. He's launching an investigation of the conduct of the FBI, the DOJ, the intelligence community back in 16. Now, do you believe that Barr will ultimately prosecute people like Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe? Will they finally be held accountable?
I do believe they will be. On BillO'Reilly.com tonight, we analyze this in great detail. We go right down. I think the people that are in jeopardy are Comey, the director of the FBI at the time, McCabe, his second, Strzok and Page, the two that were exchanging all these explosive emails, anti-Trump emails, and a guy named Bruce Orr, who was accumulating information that was bogus. Now, that's speculation. I don't like to do it. But I don't think the Attorney General would say that he believes this happened unless he knows it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not the kind of guy that guesses. So I think when Horowitz's report, that's the Inspector General of the Justice Department, comes out in May or June, as Barr indicated it would, that's going to coincide with Devin Nunes, a congressman from California, referring eight people for criminal charges, which he's going to do momentarily. So that's going to synergize it, and then the Justice Department will have to. I would say if Horowitz says they did it, they'll get arrested and indicted within the week.
And we could very well see a few of those eight people that Nunes is criminally referring be the same people that Horowitz and IG are criminally referring. So the AG may have nowhere to go, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's overlap to it, but the real danger to the country is that this could go back into the Obama administration, Loretta Lynch, then Attorney General, and to the president himself, President Obama.
Sure.
So it depends. See, the government doesn't want to destroy itself. Although it's an advantage to Donald Trump to have this stuff out there, if his campaign was indeed mistreated by the FBI, it's still a besmirchment of our nation's top law enforcement agency. They don't want to do that.
Right.
But they may have to. It's such a high-profile case.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. All right, Bill, before I let you go, I've got to talk about the wonders of socialism. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire, but it's not through socialism. He's crediting his best-selling book And he says, kind of flippantly, if you write a best-selling book, you too can become a millionaire. So basically, Bill, Bernie Sanders is proving that capitalism works, right? You work hard, you write a book, people want to buy that book, you make a lot of money.
First of all, Bernie should be giving a book free to everybody. All right? That's called book redistribution. Second of all, my column on BillO'Reilly.com says Bernie's a millionaire twice over. Got three pads, a big lake pad up in Champlain in Vermont.
Yeah.
I mean, Bernie, ain't, come on, man. You're not walking the walk here. And get this. In the last 2 years, Bernie Sanders spent $340,000 on private jets. Whoa!
Wow.
What about the Green New Deal, Bernie? So I think Bernie's got a little hypocrisy running around. Read my column on BillO'Reilly.com, and we got all the facts nailed right down for you.
Those Gulf Streams burn a lot of fuel. Bill O'Reilly. Bill, always great to see you, and be sure to pick yourself up a premium membership.
Thanks, on
you got it, Bill. BillO'Reilly.com, and check out Bill's book, Killing the SS. I just read it. It is outstanding.
Have a great, thank you, Bill O'Reilly, by the way, but have a great email from one of my fans, Sandra. She says, just in case you missed it, Wayne, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez opened her mouth again. Yesterday in a finance hearing, she was grilling Jamie Dimon, and she said, people in my district are being thrown in jail, jumping the rail onto the subway because they can't afford subway passes. She tried to make criminals out to be victims. And she says, Sandra, Sandra, which is my fan, says, if they had one of those 25,000 Amazon jobs that you, AOC, forced out of New York City because you have an IQ of zero, they'd be able to earn enough money to pay for a pass on the subway. You stupid idiot, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I couldn't have said it better myself, Sandra. That's why I read your email. Great job. What morons these Democrats are. They want to turn America into Venezuela. I'm not drinking sewage water. How about you? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group are the sponsors of this segment of the show. In my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in the United States of America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the USA. And the best evidence is personal testimony. Obama sicked the IRS on me. I'm sure it was Valerie Jarrett and Obama as a team, a tag team. And a Democrat United States Senator, we know that from looking at my IRS files, was involved as well. And who else was involved? Lois Lerner. We're almost positive, based on the IRS files that we obtained from Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, that Lois Lerner was involved in this. My case was sitting on her desk, and they had to kill this case at the last minute when Lois Lerner was uncovered. Emperor had no clothes. They found out she was involved in a massive scandal and a scam going after conservatives and conservative Tea Party groups. And all of a sudden, she had to bury my case, and after a three-year battle, that was it. We won. Sam Landis held out long enough and beat him. Thank you, Sam. And the problem is the services of tax attorneys are unaffordable to average Americans. So I gave a challenge to Sam Landis. Can you make it affordable to all of my viewers? Tax day coming up, by the way, on Monday is the 15th of April. Total cost for a monthly fee, Sam Landis, to handle your tax case, $190 a month, and most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. Whatever your issue is, bring it to Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group, and his lawyers, IRS Resolution Services. You start with a free consultation with a tax attorney. Got an easy-to-remember phone number, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-934-3578, or WeHelpYou.com. Thank you, Sam Landis, for sponsoring the show for 3 years now. How's that for a class act? For 3 years, he's been writing the checks, signing the front of checks so you don't have to. All right. We want to take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Get in line now. We're going to take calls the whole second half of the show. If you're not in line now, you're not going to get in. So call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Some more house cleaning here. I just want to let you know that if you like this show on national TV, on Newsmax TV, you can listen to me 3 hours a day at usaradio.com, usaradio.com, 3 to 6 West Coast time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central. Or you can go to iHeartRadio and get my show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of my 3-hour shows are there, going back in a library for many, 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 many weeks at iHeartRadio.com. Just look for the Wayne Allyn Root Show. If you're listening, you can find me on DirecTV, Dish TV, many cable systems all over the country, or go to NewsmaxTV.com, or go to Roku or YouTube. It's on twice a day, not just 8 o'clock East Coast time, but the next day it reruns at 1 o'clock East Coast time, 10 a.m. Pacific. If you like what you see with this show, let Newsmax know. Contact NewsmaxWAR at Newsmax.com. I do not see any of those emails. Let Newsmax know you want to see the show in a more expanded role on the network. Go to WAR at Newsmax.com. If you want to email me, it's WayneRoot at gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And you can follow all my tweets at RealWayneRoot. More news. Another caravan forms in Honduras. Another 1,000 migrants headed to the U.S. amid the border crisis. If you're with me on the radio, you heard a good idea from one of my callers, and I'm going to write about it. We need to declare martial law. I'm the guy who told Trump you need to declare a national security emergency, get the money for the wall. Now it's time to tell Trump he needs to declare martial law. We've got anarchy. We have social unrest. We have an invasion. All three are markers that allow a president in special circumstances to call martial law. We got to end asylum and end their rights. No more rights for illegals. They get no rights. You just stick them right back where they came from, and they stay in Mexico. Those days are done. More news. Fox San Antonio uncovers a massive scam. And the massive scam is that all the immigrants coming over, because they get instant asylum if they have kids with them, are bringing kids and they aren't their kids. And I could have told you that. I've said it on this show. It's not their kids. They're not their mommies. It's not their daddies. They don't know how to change diapers. They don't know anything about feeding them milk. These are gangbangers and MS-13 members, and they're coming with a kid in each hand, a little boy and a little girl. It's not their kids. They kidnapped them. They extorted them. They paid for them. They're having sex with them. They're pedophiles. They're part of a sex ring. Horrible, horrible stuff going on in that border. And San Antonio Fox uncovers the massive scandal with fake birth certificates. What a surprise, fake birth certificates. Where have we seen those before in the United States? How high up have we seen those go? But fake birth certificates for these kids that say they're part of this family, they're not. And it's being discovered. And warm weather, a warm weekend in Chicago, the first one of the year, sparks out of control crime and Chicago shooting spree. 24 people shot in 24 hours in Chicago. You do the math. 1 an hour. 6 killed, including 3 children. Killed. Oh, it's great to be under Democrat rule, isn't it? You know what a Republican is on the streets of Chicago? A rumor. Jussie Smollett, when he said there were 2 white guys with Trump hats, right away I said, at 2 in the morning in Chicago? It's never happened in history. We'll be right back. More now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Ron Vitello will be leaving the agency at the end of the week. The Trump administration pulled Vitello's nomination for ICE director last week. Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes
these questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter. I think that he isn't going to go off half-cocked. He is looking into this.
The former owner of the Minnesota Vikings and his wife are dead. Police suspect that billionaire Irwin and Alexandria Jacobs were victims of a murder-suicide. They were found in their beds in their Lake Minnetonka home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, Ilhan Omar has struck again. This just came across the news media headlines seconds ago. I'll get you in a minute. Doesn't that keep you on the edge of your seat? Wait till you hear what she said now. We got to get rid of this stain on the history of America. She's Hamas in the United States House. Bad, bad people. In the meantime, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Tangible Investments. They write they sign the front of the check. They write the check so you don't have to. You get to watch this show free. Golden credibility is what they've got. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals. Dealers, you know you've got to buy precious metals. You know you got to own some gold and some silver in case of disaster. In a world that's filled with crisis and chaos and collapse and recession and wars and terrorism and debt crisis spiraling out of control all over the world, you know I love Trump. I might be the single biggest backer and celebrator of Trump, champion of Trump in this country. But even I believe, just like Reagan, spending is going unchecked and we're building the deficit and the debt far too much, even though I love Trump and I love what he's done with the economy. It's going to cause a debt crisis and a dollar crisis and a stock market crash. All kinds of bad things could happen. You got to own some gold and silver. If you're going to buy it, you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. That's Tangible Investments. And while you're on the phone with them, find out if you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing. If you qualify, call up Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Call them now. Find out if you qualify for the $199 gold coin gift free, 800-780-9000. So here's what Omar said now. Trump didn't get his border wall, but he built an invisible wall to keep the Muslims out. And so let me expound on that. She said, I've said it before. Let me say it again. I believe this Muslim travel ban will go down in history as a moral stain in our country's history. She said he used the travel ban to create a religious test for entry to the United States. In fact, Ilhan, you're wrong about everything, because the executive order Trump issued didn't say Muslims can't come in. It didn't mention Saudi Arabia. It didn't mention Egypt. It didn't mention Jordan. It only mentioned Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Syria, because those are countries with no records of any kind. That's what we call extreme vetting. I call it common sense vetting. You can't allow someone in your country where you know nothing about their background because the country they're coming from is a mess filled with anarchy and people who hate America and has no records tell you who that person is. They could be a terrorist. So you're just dealing with someone who loves to support terrorists, terrorism, terrorist organizations like CARE, loves to raise money for terrorism, doesn't love America. I'm saying it out loud. She is un-American. Absolutely. I'm not blaming it on her hijab. I'm blaming it on the things she says. She badmouthed people, 3,000 American patriots who died in 9/11. My New York 9/11. She doesn't care they died. They're just somebody who had something happen to them as far as she's concerned. She's in complete denial. Okay? Either that or she's evil liar. It was an Islamic terror attack, not something that happened to somebody. She's evil. Let me just say it real. All right. Let's take some calls. We got John in D.C. on line one. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
You're the best. You called it about Bibi Netanyahu that people didn't think he was going to be able to win. I didn't think he was going to win decisively because they've been going after him with all these grafted bribery charges.
Yes.
He took
indictments.
Boxes of cigars, and they want to put him out of office or something like that.
Unbelievable.
And he overcame all of that, and I think of him coming to a joint session of Congress, and the Congress willingly listened to him, but the Obama didn't want him to come. So when he went to the White House, he never got a state dinner. In 8 years that Obama was there, he never gave Bibi a state dinner, and he gave a state dinner to all his whole country people that didn't deserve it. I didn't realize Somalia was on that list. You just mentioned that the travel ban had Somalia. And isn't that where Omar's from?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's why she's so fired up.
Yeah.
I wish we'd applied it about 25 years ago. We wouldn't have Ilhan Omar. Wouldn't that be a good thing? I wish we'd applied it to many of the people. Not all, but many of the people in Ilhan Omar's district, because the FBI just reported recently, her district sent the most Americans by far of any district in America out of the country to fight for ISIS. That's how bad her district is. Filled with terrorists who hate America. And that's perfect for Ilhan Omar. She's the perfect representative. Oh, okay. I guess we lost John. John in New York on line two. Another John. Got a lot of Johns here. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, I got lost there. What happened? I started talking. Am I on now?
You're on.
Okay, cool. I got it now. All right. You know what grinds my gears? This Omar broad. And I'm calling her broad because, well, whatever. She was over there in Somalia for 4 years living in a tent, right? And then what did she do? She comes over here, gets all educated, makes some sure money. I'm sure she probably got a lot of money in her pocket now. Gets invited, it gets voted in Congress. Then she stomps all over everything, everybody, hating everybody. And then also, she, you know, that thing she wears on her head, right? They had
Let's
to change the rules. Yeah,
Let's
they had to change the rules. Huh?
Let's not get into that.
I'm just saying. They had to change the rules in Congress for that, right?
Yeah, they did.
So now that we should wear America's great hat, the Republicans.
Yeah, she should wear red, make America great hat. I'd love that. Love to see that. Look, I don't know what her hat represents. I don't really care. I don't like it. I don't love it. But in America, you have, unfortunately, lots and lots and lots and lots of freedom. She could do what you want. Great. You could wear a silly hat to the United States Congress that, to me, my personal view, represents a lack of freedom and rights for women. To me, it limits a woman's ability in any Muslim country to have freedom and rights. The outfits they wear, the covering of their body, the covering of their face, look at another man, they stone you, they kill you. To me, women have no rights in Muslim nations. The whole thing is disgraceful. But you could wear it in the United States. And good for you, ballyhoo for you. But what she believes in is poison. Poison for this country, poison for the children whose parents died in 9/11, poison for the soldiers who have died for all these years in Iraq and Afghanistan, fighting for this country, fighting for the greatness of this country, fighting for our great friend Israel, fighting for freedom and human rights in America. And she comes along and tells us all these horrible things. Somebody died over something in 9/11. It wasn't Muslims attacking the United States. It wasn't extreme Muslims. It wasn't radical Muslims. It wasn't jihadis. It was something happened to somebody, and therefore everybody now doesn't like Muslims, and that's a bad thing in her mind. But, you know, it reminds me of if, you know, Joe Jones goes out and kills 20 people, and then the family of Joe Jones complains, everybody hates us now. You know, maybe you shouldn't have killed 20 people, and then everybody wouldn't hate you. Basically, what happened was there was an Islamic terrorist attack. And so a lot of people in America got angry. Angry at our Islamic enemies. Not all Muslims. Not the nation of, the Islamic religion, but Muslim extremism. And they had every right to be angry. But guess what's so great about America? We didn't do anything terrible to the Muslim people. There was no Japanese internment camp. There were no civil rights violations. There were no Muslims being killed in the streets on a daily basis. There was nothing. Christians are good people. Jews are good people. We didn't do anything, but we have a right to be suspicious, and we have a right to want extreme vetting. You can't let everybody into this country, and some people believe in things like Sharia law. It's incompatible with America. It's incompatible with the United States Constitution, and you can't be let in. Some people believe in terrorism. Some people want to kill Jews and Christians. Can't let them in. Ilhan Omar is an aberration and a stain. You know, the stain on American history isn't the travel ban. It's you, Ilhan Omar. You are the stain upon America's history. Let's take some more calls. Stephanie in Maryland on line three. Stephanie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I'm calling, from Maryland. I'm calling regarding the immigration and our health care issues that are going on. I have been in Maryland since 1972, born and raised, eight generations. My grandfather was a farmer. My father was a police officer, and my mom was a nurse at a local school.
All-American family.
It is. I have a twin sister that's a nurse at a high nearby. My issues are that I've dealt with medical issues all my life, an autoimmune issue that, you know, I have had doctors and surgeries and all of that. I've also worked for 15 years at doctor's offices in our community. My issue is that ever since Obamacare came in to was crammed down our throats,
mm-hmm.
my husband's insurance that he's been an employee at a company for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've had a really good insurance that was greatly affected by the government and Obamacare. I almost passed away about a week before I went to CPAC. And fortunately, I'm still here, and I'm very, very thankful to be. I'm really hoping to get involved somehow to try to figure out why we are covering the expenses of illegal immigrants.
Illegal aliens, exactly. Exactly. I'm with you, Stephanie. You hear the music. We're going to break. Your story is very compelling. I want to don't hang up on Stephanie. I want to pick up with it on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere, Stephanie. Very compelling story. Why are we paying for illegals? Well, people like Stephanie and her husband probably have their prices jacked to the roof with their insurance because of Obamacare. They don't want to cover her. How about the vets who died at the VA and waiting lists? You let vets die. We have thousands of homeless vets in Las Vegas, where I live. Hundreds of thousands in America, homeless vets. But we have all the money in the world for illegals. Let's get into that when we get back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War Now! Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I was about to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, but I got to get a couple things off my chest first. Got to make sure I say them. Number one, people forget so quickly, you know, so quickly. I was just thinking about the fact that here in Las Vegas, which is kind of whatever happens in Vegas happens everywhere. This is the center of America. This is where 45 million tourists a year come. We are Americana personified. And I just drive around Vegas and it's booming. There isn't an opening in a retail store. Every strip mall, every shopping center, bustling, and every store is filled. And I just remember back to Obama. You know, like circa 2010, 11, 12, every store was empty. It was a retail apocalypse. It was a disaster. There was no business. There was no one shopping. And the stores were vacant. Every single strip mall, 10 stores, 5 in business, 5 vacant. The 5 in business telling me, oh, my God, I don't know how I can make it. I can't pay the rent. Everything's great now. Does anyone realize what Trump did for this country? And then I see on CNN, a former Obama national security analyst, Samantha Vinograd, says, yeah, Obama separated migrant children, too. I admit that. But it's totally different than Trump, because he did it for their protection. Can you imagine the nerve, the lying, the delusion, the fraud of the liberals who have convinced themselves that if Obama separated children at the border, it was okay. And if Trump separates children at the border, it's not okay. When it's the same thing. Yeah, Trump separated me, Obama separated for my money, that must be for my own protection. He separated those kids, it's to protect them. He separated the middle class from their health care, that must be to protect them. Obamacare destroyed the health care system, it was to protect us, not to bankrupt us, not to redistribute all the income. What a joke. All right, this segment is sponsored by Cenogenics, by the way, which isn't a joke. It's serious. It's real. It's great. It made Wayne Root great again. Anybody who watches my show knows I look 10, 15 years younger because of Cenogenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. Call them. It's free, and it's a free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older? You want to feel worse? Don't call. Want to feel great? Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com. All right, we'll go back to Stephanie in Maryland. Stephanie, you're still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
So tell me what Obamacare did to your husband's and your coverage.
Well, it raised our premiums outrageously, raised our deductibles outrageously, and our co-insurance. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to get in touch with some of the representatives, Denny Hoyer and Governor Hogan, even Mayor Robinson, who was a family friend through our police department. I cannot get a call back from anyone. These are people that used to come to my family home seeking my father's endorsement. Mm-hmm. And nobody will call me back and explain to me why, and everyone, you know, I like to think of everyone as good people, but it's hard to say that when I'm seeing what's going on.
So, Stephanie, wait, hold on one sec. Stephanie, do you have a pen handy right now, pen and a piece of paper? Because I want you to write down my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail. And I want you to send your story to me. And I'm going to write a nationally syndicated newspaper story about your story. Because I'm so sick of hearing, if we cancel Obamacare, it'll kill everyone. Oh, my God. 20 million people will die. How about 320 million people who got screwed by Obamacare? No one cares about us.
Our veterans, look at our veterans. My husband and I donate monthly to Wounded Warriors, and unfortunately we had to lower what we donate because of our medical expenses going up so much.
Stephanie, I had regular insurance with Aetna. And thank God I didn't have the problems that you have. I'd never been sick a day in my life. My insurance was $500 a month for a family of six with four kids. And it went from $500 a month to $1,000 to $1,500 to $1,600 to $1,900 to $2,000. And now I'm with a Christian health sharing company. I have Liberty Health Share, and it's fabulous. Everybody should switch to it, I swear, as long as you're not sickly. I know you've had health problems your whole life. And I think that's the limitation. I know. But I'm just telling you.
That's why we've always been willing to check out the insurance that's available to my husband. We always purchase the best that we can get. My husband had cancer at a young age, and we both deal with our medical issues, but we're very blessed in every other way.
Well, thank God you live in America. Thank God you don't live in Canada or Britain and have government-issued health care. They'd put you on a waiting list and let you die, let you rot the hallway and die.
Well, I have contacted our local representatives numerous times trying to get someone to call me. I mean, old friends of the family won't even call me back that are in politics.
Yeah, because your friends and family are all Democrats. That's the problem, Stephanie. That's the problem.
Right, I'm a Republican in a liberal state. That's crazy.
I get it.
But I had two.
But listen, here's the music. We got to go. The show's over for the night. Wayne Root will come to your aid. Send me your story, and I'm going to make it a nationwide story. And you are the face of why Obamacare is bad and how people are being hurt by Obamacare in 10 times bigger numbers than are being helped by Obamacare. I will tell your story, Stephanie. All right, have yourself a great night. WayneRoot@gmail.com for all of you, but for Stephanie, I can't wait to see your story. Write it out for me, okay? Lay it out in detail. All right, and I'll have my board op, Chris, take care of all your information so I know how to reach you. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Another great day in Trump land. Liberals self-destructing. Liberals showing their mental illness and their Trump derangement syndrome. Liberals try to steal everything you got. But it's for your good. It's always for your protection. They're like the mafia.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.